Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to have an interesting show. We're having a little trouble getting through on a phone line. But I booked a guest yesterday afternoon, and his name is Luke Popovich. He is the vice president of National Mining Association. Well, this came about on Friday, apparently what we're going to talk about, and that's we have the NMA, which is the National Mining Association, and 24 states that are suing the EPA. Now, we've talked about what the EPA is doing numerous times, but this is over their Clean Power Act. Now, we've talked about that when we've had Marita on. We've talked about what's going to go down with it, that it's so restrictive. It's so controlling that it's going to put so many people out of business, particularly this attack that's constantly driven by our current administration against the coal industry. So we're going to talk about exactly what's going down and what's happening and what you need to know where you are and what you could do to help. But we do have Luke Popovich with us right now. Luke, how are you today?
I'm alive. How about you?
I'm alive, too. I'm alive and well. We're having fall here in the Midwest. I assume you're doing the same.
We are here in Washington, D.C. That's one of the nicest things about the city.
You know, we call that climate change in this part of the country.
Well, it is definitely changing.
It is. Well, I just got through kind of introducing you, and I'm going to do it again. This is Luke Popovich, and he is the vice president of National Mining Association, and it just came across my desk yesterday to be aware of, one of his representatives sent me an email, that along with the NMA, there's 24 states suing the EPA over this clean power plan, and I wanted to have you, Luke, tell my listeners exactly what this clean power plan, that's kind of hard to say, is going to do to America, and why we're having to face a lawsuit over this. Let's talk about what that clean power plan really is about.
Okay, let's first explain to your listeners what this issue is all about.
Absolutely.
What is happening here is that the Environmental Protection Agency, at the direction of the Obama White House, is proposing a rule, a regulation, that they claim they have the authority under the Clean Air Act to impose on all the states, that will require roughly a 32% reduction in carbon pollution, what they call carbon pollution, what we would, the rest of us in the world, called carbon dioxide, mostly from power plants. And so they believe that it's the emissions from power plants that are largely responsible for what we call global warming, the gradual warming of the atmosphere, which some people say, while it exists, it's certainly not a crisis. So the administration, however, believes it is a crisis. They want to do this for the president's legacy. So they're trying to assert leadership in the world to reduce, address climate change and global warming by reducing CO2 emissions from power plants here in the United States. So what they've asked the states to do in order to accomplish this rule is to look at their energy grids, the grids that supply you with energy in your states, and completely transform them by taking down the coal-generated electricity, which happens to be the fuel that generates most of our electricity, and replacing that largely with renewable fuels that are a lot more expensive. That's one of the big problems, and that's precisely where the future cost increases will come from, because you're essentially, with this rule, exchanging cheap, affordable electricity for very expensive electricity that you're already paying for to subsidize wind and solar, but you're also going to be paying more for it from your utility companies when you get the bill every month. That's the issue, essentially.
Okay. And I know that, you know, the irony there in the wind energy, to make those big blades that go round and round and create energy, the green energy, it has to have the coal to make those. You have to have the energy to melt those and to make those and form
those. Sure, you have to have the energy.
Absolutely.
You have to have the energy to back them up because, as we all know, at least I'm sure in your state and certainly here in Washington, you don't have the sun shining 24 hours a day.
No.
And you still need electricity at night. So what happens to your solar panels? Same with your wind turbines. You don't always see the wind blowing. You don't feel the wind blowing, so those turbines don't rotate all the time and generate electricity. So when they don't, when the wind's not blowing and the sun is not out, we still need electricity. And therefore, we still need power plants that are powered by nuclear fuel, by coal, and by natural gas. We simply cannot force the transformation of our energy grid to renewables just because that's what this administration thinks is a smart thing to do.
Well, and now, so we're coming up on this, and we have talked about this a little bit on the air before, but I wanted to bring the details again to my listeners, and thank you so much for all that you're doing. But let's talk about this lawsuit. Now, this just happened. It was actually filed on Friday. Am I correct on that?
That's right. And that's because by the peculiarities of the legal rigmarole here in Washington, you don't have standing in court to sue EPA on a regulation until the rule is considered, quote, final. And it's not considered final until it's published in what's called the Federal Register. It's a publication that contains all the rules and regulations we all have to abide by. So EPA published the rule on Friday. That triggered the rush to the courthouse. And by the way, we are now up to 26 states, not 24, that are
wonderful.
Going to court and suing EPA to take this rule down because they cannot afford it, they believe, and two, they, of course, believe the rule is unlawful. And we can talk a little bit about what's behind these lawsuits. It's not just a question of being too expensive. We have data to show how expensive it's going to be. The issue here is also, is it legal for EPA to approach and impose this rule on the states by circumventing Congress, going around Congress's back because they know Congress has rejected this very approach time and again, simply because Congress is unwilling to impose these kinds of costs. The administration is going around Congress and using what we believe is an unlawful section of the Clean Air Act to drive these power plants out of business and bring in more renewable fuels.
Well, I know that the EPA reaches far out and they ask for the impossible. And even here in the state of Missouri, we recently, and I say recently, it's been about a year and a half ago now, the last smelting plant in the United States of America was closed in Herculaneum, Missouri, because of more restrictions and such that were put down on them from the EPA. They could no longer feasibly, financially bow to the EPA's biddings, and so they had to finally just close, and that meant a lot of jobs for a very small community there. We're going into a break, Luke. I was going to take calls, but let me open up the phone lines, but we have a lot more to cover yet. It's 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and Luke and Bethann will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y, DairySupply.com, or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Mr. Luke Popovich. He's the Vice President of National Mining Association, also called MAA. And we do have one caller that I'm going to take before we get back into our discussion. We have Kay from Nebraska. Kay, how are you today?
I'm fine. Wow, am I happy to hear from Mr. Luke Popovich. It's about time, I'm telling you. These things that are going on and people aren't reporting them. Thank you, Luke. Thank you. Please continue doing what you're doing. We need to hear because people are not educated. Will you take my thank you?
I certainly will, with gratitude.
Good, good. And power plants aren't as bad. I mean, we have one here in Nebraska, a coal power plant. It's been going for a long time. I wish you'd talk about them a little bit and educate us a little bit. They're not, they don't pollute the air like they say they do they, Luke?
No, they don't. Absolutely right. Just as, you know, when you buy a new car today, is that engine the same engine that your grandfather had in his car? Of course not. The advanced technologies, the clean coal technologies, for example, what we call scrubbers, have reduced the pollutants from coal power plants by about 90%.
My goodness.
Not good enough for EPA. EPA wants us to take out 100% now of CO2, of carbon dioxide, which, of course, is a naturally occurring gas in the atmosphere. So
yes, it is. All trees and plants need it badly.
Of course. Sure. So we're not saying, and by the way, we're not saying that there's no such thing as global warming, and we're not saying we don't need renewables. All we're saying, we do need renewables. Everyone has no, and there's no objection to having solar panels. Or the question here is, does the administration respect the cost that's going to come from rushing through this entire transformation of the nation's electricity grid and taking down the most affordable sources of electricity for ordinary people and our businesses that depend on them, and substituting for them these very costly fuels? We need to do that gradually, but we simply can't do it the way EPA is proposing.
No, it's not affordable. People can't afford it. Everything's down. You know something? The way some of those people think, I just cannot believe it. You know, the mind of a serial killer is repeat to the same thing, you know, all the time, whether it works or not. And this is what they're doing, and people need to wake up and listen to somebody sensible.
All right.
Because, like I said,
they don't understand the cost of another $30, $20 a month on the average person's utility bill. I mean, cause some real harm. You can't maybe buy your kids the clothes they want to go back to school. You can't eat out once a week at a fast food place. You've got to fix your car. These are all costs that ordinary people have to pay for day in, day out, and to have to pay, another $20, $30 a month, a couple hundred dollars a year may not affect someone who's making a couple hundred thousand dollars a year, but for some
that's
who's
right.
making $50,000 a year, that's a real burden.
Yes, it is.
EPA just does not care about cost. That's probably the biggest objection I have. They don't care.
A lot of people have that objection, and I'm glad you're on the air, and I hope you continue to be on the air.
All right.
And please continue to tell us what we can do to support you, Luke, please.
We're going to get
yes.
to that. Something else that's never taken into consideration, and I get emails all the time, Luke, and I get emails from organizations that are sponsored by the Sierra Club, and they'll send me an email, and they'll be bragging about another coal plant that they shut down. One day, I had enough of it one day. I sent them back an email. First of all, they don't do their homework, and they know that I'm not going to agree with them. But I sent it back an email, and I said, why don't you go brag to those children that their father now does not have a job? Why don't you go brag to them? Absolutely.
Exactly.
When we're just putting people out of work.
Sure. Exactly. Why not call up these family shelters? Why not call up the banks that are refinancing these cars and these homes because people don't have a breadwinner to pay for them? I mean, it's just sickening. And here's the other thing that I think is seldom appreciated, and you won't hear this from EPA, and you certainly won't hear it from the Sierra Club, and that is that a rule like this, and let's talk about specifically this clean power plant, for all the cost it's going to impose, and we estimate it will be about $214 billion on the American economy over 8 years, for all that cost, the environmental benefit will absolutely be negligible. It is going to be so small that EPA doesn't even bother to measure the impact on global warming. And that's a fact. It's in their data. And the reason you don't hear about it is because they don't want to go to the big Paris climate conference coming up in December, which you'll be hearing more about, you and your listeners. They don't want to go and say, we're going to have virtually no impact on global warming with this plant. And the reason it's going to have so little impact that it can't even be measured is because the United States is simply not the big contributor to global warming with CO2 concentrations that China and India are. But EPA doesn't regulate China and India.
I wonder if we could send the EPA over there. You know, would that work?
That would be fantastic.
I've got another caller. And before we have to let you go, I know you can't stay the full hour. I want to, let you go, I want you to tell us how we can help. But we have Pat from Texas. Pat, how are you today?
Great. Oh, fine. I couldn't resist this because
when Bill Clinton was in, he closed up a bunch of clean oil fields, a lot of clean oil land in the Midwest here, so his Indonesian friends could sell up theirs to us. Well, we know they're Muslim, right? So anyway, back to where we were. When they caused Lumina to close here in Texas, I think that's the name of what I was, because of the regulations, my electric bill from a clean energy company really went from $150 to $350
wow.
a month.
Wow.
And
wow.
then the yeah. only time it rains here, if it ever rains, which it hasn't done for months, that's what's causing the bad air. And if it does rain, it rains on the weekend. There goes the garage sales. People have to pay their electric bill.
yeah.
Oh, gracious. That is a big jump. Thank you, Pat. Thank you. Well, those are the things that we're fighting. Because that's exactly, it's not just about the coal industry. This is about all of America. This affects every single individual, every home, whether you're in the rural, whether you're in the city, whether you're in the urban. It doesn't matter. It affects you. So
sure,
what can my listeners do to help?
Well, one thing they can do is if they go online to countoncoal.org. That's countoncoal.org. And you'll find all the information you need. To write your governor, because now this comes down to the states. There's nothing there's no reason to complain to Congress because they can't do anything about this. This is Obama taking his regulatory authority through EPA. Mm-hmm. So you have to write to your governor or your state representative and say, this is the Clean Power Plan is a rule we cannot afford here in our state. And you'll find information on that Count on Coal site that it doesn't come from the coal industry. This is publicly available information, often from government sources, that EPA simply ignores about the number of coal plants that will be shut down and the likely impacts, economic impacts.
Okay, well, I'm looking for that because I want to see if there's a phone number. A lot of my listeners would like to make phone calls and do some things that way, too. So, but, it's interesting that it's a state. We've got to go through our state because, you know, that's the way we're supposed to be governed anyway.
Right.
It's through the
exactly.
local. And so that's interesting. I really like that.
Yeah. So I think this is an opportunity for everyone who's frustrated about being pushed around by a federal bureaucracy that's not elected and that circumvents your own elected representatives in Congress, the people who you've sent to Congress to decide policies on your behalf. Now's the time to go to the states and to say, we're not accepting this plan.
All right, so it's countoncoal.org. I'm there now, and I'm going to look some other things up, an address and such for my people that don't get on.
Yeah, and if you look on Clean Power Plan,
okay.
you'll find, if you search for the on there, you'll find on the Clean Power Plan, you'll find information that you can use that will help you when you write your governor or your state representative.
Absolutely.
Because they have the power to tell EPA we cannot do this.
And you have the power because a lot of them are up for election. So we're going into another break, and I know that you have to leave, Luke. Thank you so much for keeping us informed, and let's do this again. Let's keep on top of this. We need to know what's going on. I really do appreciate you being with us today. Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you and all your listeners.
Absolutely. Thank you, Luke. We're going into a break. Your calls will be welcome at 877-895-5410. I've got something to follow up with this that I think you're going to find interesting. Interesting, and it might rub you the wrong way, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Lexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We've been talking about the alphabet bureaucrats, the EPA, and what they have been doing. And, of course, it's no secret that they can't wait to shut another coal plant down until they've got them all shut down. It has nothing to do about your safety. It has nothing to do about the clean air. It has everything to do about an agenda. We have Jeff from Texas. Jeff, how are you today?
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Thank you for your service to America.
Well, thank you. You're welcome.
What I wanted to say was the EPA has now joined the rank of the bureaucratic dictatorship military police state. They now have armored troop carriers, machine guns, vests, uniforms. They are now Stasi EPA.
Isn't it crazy that we have become the enemy of the state? I mean, the people who created the state are now the enemy of the state.
The state is finished. The leftist Obama communism wants to destroy America.
Well, you're right.
The only way to stop them is get your money out of the bank where they can't bankrupt.
Well, we're going to try and do all we can and keep people educated. You know, people just don't know what's going on. because the mainstream media is not going to report. They're not going to have somebody like Luke Popovich on. They're not going to give him an opportunity to speak. You know, that's something that CSC Talk Radio does. And I care about rural America. I care about all of America. I feel like the mother hen with the wings that I'm sitting here in the middle of the nation just reaching out and trying to gather all the hens back together, all 50, you know, all the rest of the states. I'm in one, so I guess all 49 bringing them in. I gotta have a long wing to go catch Hawaii, don't I? But, you know, it's the people don't understand, and they don't know what's happening with these land grabs. And that's what this is. I mean, these end up into land grabs from the EPA. And now, Jeff, I'm gonna talk about something else, but it's still on this same line, where it's an out-of-control big government that if you think that you're free, you better stop and look around. It's no conspiracy because it's right out there in front of you. All you got to do is open your eyes and look. I appreciate your call, Jeff. Thank you so much. I have an article here from the Daily Signal that just happened to pop into my email box today, which I thought was appropriate with having Mr. Popovich on from the National Mining Association. Well, the lawmakers, they're probing. You know, sometimes that's dangerous because they spend an awful lot of time probing. They're probing taxpayer-funded academic who wants Obama to prosecute climate change skeptics. Now, you remember Al Gore came out and said anybody who doesn't believe needs to be punished. How far is that going to go? How far is that going to go where the government, which is supposed to be you and me, but these D.C. occupiers and this administration are going to punish you for what you believe? Now, this is climate change they're talking about. What about the controversy over creationism and Darwinism and the Big Bang Theory? If you don't fall into that, are they going to punish you? Well, this is about climate change. It says taxpayer-funded college professors and researchers who cite climate change to advocate regulations that would raise energy costs for consumers have some explaining to do, congressional investigators say. A House committee wants to know more about the relationship between taxpayer money received by the academics and their urging of President Obama to use federal racketeering law to go after businesses and other groups that oppose his aggressive agenda against climate change. Now, when you stop and think about it, when we see the reports of who's on board, the scientists I'm talking about, who's on board with climate change and who's not, the ones that are on board are the ones receiving the monies. If you pay attention, they're the ones receiving the money. And let me get this straight to you. I want to remind you, that money is your money. They're racketeering with your money. Now, when the EPA and the BLM and all these, when they find somebody, who gets that money? Stop and think about, where is this going? They've got quite a racket going with your money, don't they? Let's move on. The panel's investigators also are curious to hear a George Mason University environmentalist, leader of the publicly supported researchers, explain a growing disparity between computer models showing global warming and fresh scientific evidence suggesting that Earth's temperatures have been flat for 18 years. Is this another lie perpetrated against the people or at the people for profit? Of course it is. Of course it is. Representative Lamar Smith, a Republican from Texas, chairman of the Committee on Science, Space, and Technology, cites serious concerns in a stern letter to Jagadish Chukla, a professor at George Mason University who specializes in atmospheric, oceanic, and earth studies. Well, Chukla's Environmental Institute, Smith writes, appears to be almost fully funded by taxpayer money while simultaneously participating in partisan political activities by requesting a federal investigation of companies and organizations that disagree with the Obama administration on climate change. You either go our way and believe our way, or you're going to have to take the highway. It's your money, people. It's not government money. Government has no money. It's yours. These bureaucratic, alphabetic departments wouldn't exist had it not been for your taxpayer money. They keep taking it away from you, and then they punish you and take a little more, or close your coal industry down, or close the small businesses down. It's just one thing after another. George Washington said, "The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women will submit to burdens laid upon them by their government unnecessarily." Have you run out of patience yet? Because I think it's time we ran out of patience. I think it's time we made those phone calls. I think it's time that we got online. If you don't have a computer in your home, go to your local library. Or go to one of your relatives. Somebody's got a computer. And go to this website, countoncoal.org. See what you can do. Get a hold of your state, your governor. Mr. Popovich said that there's 26 states now on board suing the EPA for this. Now, we'll have Marita on Tuesday, I do believe. And she brings to us all kinds of information. And if you remember, there was a company that won their lawsuit, but it was too late. It was too late. They already had lost enough money bowing to the EPA's restrictions and regulations that they had to close. We can't wait till it's too late. We need to take action now. Go to countoncoal.org. You're being lied to about the emissions and the dangers of, and you're being lied to when they have the arrogance to think that you and I could cause climate change. We're having climate change here today in Missouri. It's a little nippy out, and it's raining. We need the rain really, really bad, but it knocks all the leaves down. We're going into a break. I have something else that's absurd that I'm going to share with you when we come back. 877-895-5410 is the number to call to join CSC Talk Radio. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
You a David. There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David, by Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call call Melody Cedarstrom, a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new common sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bioag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Every time you're listening to CSC Talk Radio, I'm going to go to the phone lines before I get on to another topic here. We've got Theodore from Missouri. Theodore, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you, Beth Ann? I'll make it as short as I can.
Okay.
I applaud Mr. Popovich and his efforts.
Thank you.
But Mr. Popovich is a member of a union who sent all their money to Barack Obama, and they're going to send it to Hillary Clinton, and they're squawking and squealing because he's losing membership that isn't paying union dues because they aren't working.
Well, now I'm not sure that the National Mining Association is a union.
Okay. Well, I'm not either, Beth, and I'm not going to point a finger.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, these people that are squealing the loudest, they're the ones that gave the money to Obama, and they're going to give a bunch more money to Hillary Clinton. And they'll never turn back. They will never admit they were wrong.
Well, they might, if they're on the corner, on the street corner hungry. They might admit it then.
That now they want you and I to carry their water for them. Well, I know you've read Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged and maybe The Fountainhead. So what was the answer there, Beth Ann? What did they do? You can't bail out a sinking ship with a bucket that has a hole in the bottom.
Mm.
And that's what we're doing. All these phone calls and these letters, I write letters and letters and letters and letters and letters to congressmen and senators, and I never get an answer back. Well, here's what I suggest, Beth Ann.
Okay.
We go the opposite direction. We shut the power plants down. Shut them down. Okay, we're going to be shooting ourselves in the foot, you might say.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, yeah, sure we would. But we would also be, they're standing right underneath us. And while we shoot ourselves in the foot, it's hard to tell where that bullet's going to end up at when it comes out of the bottom of our foot if they're standing right underneath us, because they're going to want to throw their light switch on and there won't be no lights. They're going to want to turn up their thermostat and there won't be no heat. They're going to want to turn on their computer and there won't be no electricity.
Well, I'm
then
not going to...
Maybe they'll get the message, Bethann. Maybe they'll
maybe.
Get the message.
But, you know, the real answer is to handle things at home. Things need to be taken care of in a local. We were set up in this United States, in the originality of it, we were set up to be governed locally. And now we have to bow to D.C. every time we turn around to these D.C. occupiers. We can blame the administration. They have been evil. There's no doubt about it. They have gone after the coal industry, and they're not doing what needs to be done to keep this nation safe. But it is those D.C. occupiers that keep taking monies from the big corporations. However, if what Mr. Popovich was saying is that we can't control this through Congress. Now, I think we can eventually. I think we need to tell Congress to quit funding them. But it is through your state. So if we have 26 states out of 50 right now, that's more than half, that are suing the EPA and we can get some others on board, we need to contact our state governor's office. We need to contact your representatives and your state representatives, your local representatives, your local senators. Those are the ones we need to go through for this particular thing to take action. And it does affect every single one of us, you know, and I'm not really willing for my grandchildren to go cold. So I'm going to keep fighting.
I'm not either, Beth Ann. I don't want my grandchildren to go cold and hungry either.
Mm.
But after letter after letter after letter to Sam Graves, letters to Claire McCaskill, letters to Jane Nixon, letters to the other goofball, calls himself a Republican there.
Roy Blunt.
All of them go unanswered.
They do go unanswered. They have the arrogance up there. Claire McCaskill can't say enough about Hillary because she's hoping to get into Hillary's administration. I mean, it's all about her career. It's not about Missouri.
Sure it is, Beth Ann. Sure it is.
Yeah.
And you make all the phone calls you want to Washington, D.C. Has any of your listeners ever been connected directly to their congressman or to their senator?
I've had a few that have. They've at least got letters back, and they weren't all form letters. Some of them, they actually got letters back. But it's never the wrong thing to do the right thing. But again, it's not to D.C. This particular issue right now, we need to go through our state legislature. We need to go to our governor's offices. We need to go to our state representatives, our state senators. That's not Roy Blunt, and that's not Claire McCaskill. That's whoever is your representative right there where you are locally, and
Sam
your senator.
Graves, that's right. And
so,
where is Mr.
Hounding,
Graves?
Hounding. I'm going to let you go because we're almost out of time. I appreciate it so much, Theodore. I appreciate you, listener. You're a very loyal listener. Thank you so much. Well, I have an absurdity. We're just about out of time. Now, you know that I raised five sons. My five sons, they like their meat. And they like their meat smothered with bacon. Well, here's a deal. A restaurant owner that's forced to remove a fan because of the smell of bacon and it's offending a Muslim neighbor. Now, this is a little cafe. It says planning officials acted against Beverly Akazic. She's 49. After being told her next-door neighbor's Muslim friends had felt physically sick due to the foul odor, the fan has been in Beverly's snack shack takeaway in the Shaw Heath area of the town for the past 3 years. Now, it's been there for 3 years, and she purchased it from someone else. And the mother, she says, of the seven whose husband sent in 50, is himself Turkish Muslim work for more than 50 years. Now, all of a sudden, it's a problem. And they're trying to force her to take a fan out or stop using bacon. And she doesn't understand it because she has many Jewish, Muslim, as well as other religious people who come to her snack shack. And no one else complains about the bacon. But all of a sudden, it's an issue. What have we come to in this land of the free, the home of the free and the home of the land of the free and the home of the brave, that you're going to get sued because somebody doesn't like the smell of bacon. You were there first. We've seen it on the hog farm. Somebody moves in by a hog farm and all of a sudden they don't like the smell. Well, you know how bad and how good that smell is how good the prices are on the hogs that day. When are we going to come together as a nation? When are we going to come together and understand? I don't disagree with what Theodore says. I know we get ignored by the D.C. occupiers. But we've got to stay vigilant. We've got to do something locally. It's important who your school board members are, who your county commissioners, your county sheriffs. It's important who your governor is, your local representatives and states, local representatives and senators. That is important. That's where we're going to have to build this back up from the bottom up. Yes, it's important who you elect up there. But the governing is supposed to be local. And it's time we started paying attention. It's time we started working together to bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.